The legendary Craig Gabriel, of course, he's been covering tennis so long. He remembers when Canada was runner-up in the Davis Cup final in 1913, but it's been a long time between then. They were finalists in 2019, I think, mate. And now they've finally won it.
They have finally won, and I'm not sure about 1913, though, but certainly 2019, I do remember that. So I know people think I've aged a lot, but no.
They did outclass the Aussies today, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. I mean, the Canadians didn't lose a set. Denis Shapovalov over Panassi Kokkinakis 6-2, 6-4, and then Felix Auger-Aliassime over Alex Dimonor 6-3, 6-4. So it was pretty emphatic, very impressive from the Canadians. I mean, you know what, Bill, like, let's say 7-10 years ago, you wouldn't necessarily have expected Canada to be holding the Davis Cup. They didn't have enough players to get through. But look how things have turned over there with these two guys that are spearheading, in particular Felix Auger-Aliassime. So it's pretty exciting times for their tennis. But let's also pay great tribute to Australian tennis, because in this last month, we reached the final of the Billie Jean King Cup, formerly the Fed Cup, and now the final of the Davis Cup. And while obviously we wanted to win both of them, we came up a bit short, as Leighton Hewitt said, use those words, but great achievement, great courage to reach the final in both those instances.
Well, yes, considering Ash Barty retired and Daria Gavrilova wasn't fit to play in the women's, and in the men's, of course, Nick Kyrgios didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't play. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't even sure if he was going to make it to the ATP Finals in Turin. So that's why he didn't commit to this Davis Cup tie. And then on top of that, he went and signed up for a couple of exhibition series. So he was not available. I mean, I think the team was obviously disappointed with things. Hewitt said he tried pretty hard to get Nick, and Alex Dimonor also said he tried very hard. Hopefully things change for next year. What is a positive and a benefit really for the Australians is that they don't have to play the first round, which will be the weekend after the Australian Open. They've got an exemption, let's say, through to the group finals, which will be in September. So they've got all that time now.
Oh, that's good. And just quickly, mate, between now and the Australian Open, what happens?
This is the end of the official tennis season. Some are playing exhibitions, as I said. Some are going off on vacation. And it'll all be kicking off with the United Cup in Sydney, Brisbane and Perth from the 29th of December.
It's not that far away, is it? They don't get a long break, but nevertheless, I'm sure they'll enjoy it. Thanks a lot, mate, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bill.
Craig Gabriel at the final of the Davis Cup, where Australia lost the final 2-0 to Denmark. To Canada. I don't know why I said Denmark. I'm getting confused. The football's coming up in front of me and all those things.